Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the new martyrs and confessors of Russia, those that had suffered through the communist time in Russia, starting, of course, from the Patriarch Tikhon, who was poisoned and died, and then, of course, Saint Vladimir of Kiev. He was the first one that was killed, and many, many other saints that we all heard the all night vigil yesterday, and there's so many of them were counted over there. And we have to know that the main thing that they went on this narrow, thorny way to die for Christ is because of the love for the Lord, because they loved him so much that they remembered that the Lord said the wide road doesn't lead to the kingdom of heaven, but this narrow, thorny road that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And the narrow, thorny road, it may be filled with sicknesses and sorrows and all kinds of troubles. And of course, as in the Soviet Union, there was literally thousands of clergy and bishops and monks and even children and women that were tortured and died in concentration camps and in all kinds of with all kinds of tortures all over Russia, literally. My beloved, but they went all this voluntarily because they knew that will bring them to kingdom of heaven. Now we have the time of the Antichrist spirit, because the people don't think anymore about the kingdom of heaven. They think more about their temporary life and how they could somehow make it easier, and so that we go on a wide road and have no sorrows and no sighing and no sicknesses. But this is not the road that brings us to the kingdom of heaven. You know, my beloved, the new confessors and martyrs of Russia that were killed by the atheist communists, and these churches were, so many were closed and so many were destroyed, and the people were in constant fears that they would be grabbed if somebody knows that they're believers. And that's what they were doing. And of course, as you know, the church had to go underground, under the official church that was finally taken by Sergei Stragarotsky, the Metropolitan. He made a deal with the KGB and the communists, but the church that was the underground church or the catacomb church, they were always persecuted, and they tried to catch them all over, and if they would get together, they would be somebody will find out and spy on them, and then they would come and be arrested and put in jails and concentration camps and all over the different places for tortures. My beloved, we have to recognize that our life here is a temporary life that is going to be rewarded for us. And if we go the narrow path, not the wide path. And if we think about our eternal life and worry more about our soul than our body, and then the Lord is going to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. But we have to realize that what the Lord said, that we have to love Him more than anything or anybody in the world, because He died for us. He died for us on the cross. He suffered on the cross, just like the new confessors and martyrs of Russia had suffered. He suffered even more, because He had no sin whatsoever. And while everybody else, we all sinners, as you know. My beloved, let's learn the humility. Let's remember what St. Anthony the Great said, that humility bypasses all the snares of the devil. And this is what we have to develop more. We can't be proud and can't be looking to have our way, but we have to look to fulfill God's will and live according to the gospel. May God help all of us to really to follow the example of the new martyrs and confessors of Russia, and of course the royal martyrs too, with how they suffered. And they will pray for us. They will pray for us. They are praying for us in heaven, so that we'll be able to truly learn how to fight the spirit of Antichrist, which is materialism, which is temporary life here, and to go after the kingdom of heaven. May God bless all of you and give you the strength and the will and the love for the Lord, so that we will want to meet Him not only through icons like here on earth, but we will meet Him face to face and meet all the new confessors and martyrs in Russia and all the martyrs that were from the beginning of the century. You know, from the beginning of the century, for early martyrs, I think there was more martyrs and new confessors and martyrs in Russia than in that 70 years of the communist torture. There were more martyrs than from the beginning of the from the beginning of the time. My beloved, there they pray for us because they want our salvation and because they are in kingdom of heaven, and they suffered here, and they, so many of them suffered so gladly, just like the early martyrs did, and because they knew that they would be rewarded and they, with the Lord and with the martyr's crown. May God bless all of us and teach us to try to go in that narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven, and not fall for the trickery of the Antichrist and think only of the temporary thing here on earth. May God bless you. Amen.